news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's a big week on Capitol Hill with two critical hearings on the schedule. On Tuesday, the Senate Help Committee, that's Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, has Dr. Anthony Fauci, FDA Director Stephen Hahn, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and Admiral Brett Giroir. All four men will testify remotely, and Chairman Lamar Alexander will chair the committee hearing remotely as well. And calendar alert, on Thursday, the House Energy and Commerce Committee has Dr. Rick Bright. That's the Trump administration official who headed up the Vaccine Development Agency, turned whistleblower. He's scheduled to testify. But things at the White House seem almost normal for the Trump administration anyway. The White House said late Sunday that Vice President Mike Pence would not change his schedule or self-quarantine after his press secretary, Katie Miller, tested positive for the coronavirus. But officials said Pence, who was tested negative, would distance himself from others. Well, Pence was at the White House on Monday as usual. On Friday, shortly after learning that Miller had tested positive, Pence continued on his scheduled trip to Iowa, where he met with four CEOs of food companies and the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. All of them were told to remove their face masks before the meeting. Pence also did not wear a mask. Other people who had contact with Katie Miller and one of Donald Trump's valets, who also tested positive, are continuing to report for duty at the White House, too, as Trump administration officials struggle to contain the outbreak. Kevin Hassett, a top economic advisor to the president, said on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, quote, "It's scary to go to work. You think?" By the way, there's no word on the status of Katie Miller's husband, Trump advisor Stephen Miller. But Pence isn't the only irresponsible one in the White House. Shortly after his press secretary tested positive on Friday, Trump was asked about it, and his comments showed that he has no clue about how any of this works.
Katie, she tested very good for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden today she tested positive. She hasn't come into contact with me. She spent some time with the vice president. I believe the press person, right? It's a press person. She tested positive out of the blue. This is why the whole concept of tests aren't necessarily great. The tests are perfect, but something can happen between a test where it's good and then something happens and all of a sudden she was tested very recently and tested negative. And then today, I guess, for some reason, she tested positive. So Mike knows about it and Mike is done what he has to do. I think he is on an airplane going to some faraway place, but you'll be able to ask him later on. But they've taken all of the necessary precautions. I understand Mike has been tested, Vice President, and he tested negative.
I'll just let that sit here for a moment. After that, Trump hosted nearly 20 House Republicans at the White House on Friday to talk about rebuilding the economy amid the pandemic, and not one of them wore a mask or practice social distancing. Photos from the meeting show the lawmakers casually mingling and talking in close range in the state dining room without masks on before the president arrives, also without a mask. Once he comes in, they sit at a large table with some space between them, but certainly not the recommended 6 feet. As for the economy, on Friday, the U.S. government reported the jobless rate hitting 14.7% in April. That's a level not seen since the Great Depression. As bad as it is for the entire population, it's even worse for women. Women make up 49% of the U.S. workforce, but held 55% of the jobs lost in April. The unemployment rate for women stands at an unprecedented 15.5%, marking the first time ever that U.S. women have faced a double-digit unemployment rate. And for Black and Hispanic women, it's worse, 16.4% and 20.2%, respectively. The unemployment rate for men is 13%. For white men, it's 12.4%. America's indigenous population is also having a really rough time during this pandemic. A South Dakota Sioux tribe is refusing to end coronavirus checkpoints along roads leading through tribal land, even though the state's government has deemed them illegal. Leaders of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe say the checkpoints, which are designed to monitor and track possible coronavirus exposure, are the best tools they have to stop an outbreak. But South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, says the checkpoints interfere with traffic on U.S. and state highways and therefore are against the law. The Cheyenne River Sioux and Oglala Sioux tribes have both issued stay-at-home orders and curfews for their communities, even though there are no similar statewide restrictions. With more states inching toward resuming normal life, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, who issues one of the leading coronavirus prediction models, has upped its projected U.S. death toll, now forecasting more than 137,000 Americans will die by early August. The rise, they say, is due to more people traveling and interacting with each other. It's a consequence we're already seeing elsewhere in the world. China is resuming restrictions in some cities, and South Korea has put plans for reopening on hold. This after both countries reported new clusters of coronavirus cases. In a story that finally got the attention of the nation, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation said Sunday it was investigating an online threat against people protesting the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man fatally shot by two white men in February. Arbery was jogging through a neighborhood in southeast Georgia when 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis stopped in front of him in their pickup truck and confronted him. In a video of the killing, a shot is heard. Arbery is seen struggling with the younger McMichael, who has a shotgun. Two more shots are fired and Arbery falls to the ground. Both of the McMichaels were finally charged with murder and aggravated assault this week after the video surfaced. By the way, the man who shot the video is now also being investigated. William Roddy Bryan, a neighbor of the accused killers, followed them in his own vehicle as they chased Arbery down the road. And finally, Sunday was Mother's Day. While many of us sent out a message on social media to or about our moms or the mothers in our lives, the president was having another Twitter tantrum. He sent out more than 100 conspiracy-minded tweets over the course of the day. Many of them targeted his predecessor, Barack Obama, and what Trump is now calling Obamagate. This after audio was leaked in which the 44th president called this administration's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, quote, absolutely chaotic disaster.
The response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty, and it would have been bad even with the best of governments. It has been an absolute chaotic disaster. I got the
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.